I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. When you think of tourist attractions here in Western North Carolina, places like the Biltmore House or the Blue Ridge Parkway come to mind. But if you hang around here long enough, you eventually learn about the lesser-known spots, including one hidden in the halls of a community college. Tucked away in a quiet hall on the AB Tech College campus is a small museum full of history for the ear. There's vintage music.
Slacked up a little bit.
Historical moments like this live account of the Hindenburg disaster.
Just enough to keep it from... It burst into flames. Get it started, get it started. It's crashing, and it's crashing. It's crashing terrible. Oh, my, get out of the way, please.
And all sorts of beeps and buzzes.
So tell me what this is.
This is an old, early 1900s Morse code machine that people would use to practice to develop their skills at deciphering Morse code as it came down the telegraph wires or over the radio. My name is Stuart Smulkin, and we are at AB Tech College, and we are in the Department of Engineering and Applied Sciences, and you are dead center at the South's largest collection of antique radio equipment.
Welcome to the Asheville Radio Museum. Smulkin is one of the volunteer curators.
Right here in Western North Carolina, how did that land here?
It landed here due to the dedicated efforts of some amateur radio operators that started this collection about 2001. And they put out the word to other amateur radio operators in the area, and that led to most of the donations that you see here today.
We shall now broadcast the election return.
A collection that traces the history of radio, starting with the early days of spark gap transmitters.
It generates the spark. The spark generates a radio wave, and of course the short is a dot, the long is a dash, and so that's how radio transmission got started.
Along with the ears, there are treats for the eyes. Vintage radios line one side of the room like sculptures in an art museum.
The earliest radios that came out were made by a company called Atwater Kent, which was the gentleman's name, and he thought that his components were so beautiful that he actually didn't put them in a case. He left the innards exposed for everybody to see because they're so beautiful, which they are. And in fact, let's take a look at this radio here, which is a later Atwater Kent, which is from the middle 1920s. And if you can picture the beautiful dials and look inside and those gorgeous vacuum tubes that look like shiny mirrors and such, this was indeed a work of art.
Next to the beautiful is the practical, a section on the impact of radio on rural America with a focus on farmers.
Saturday fair and slightly warmer, gentle.
The radio in the 1920s was the internet of its day for farmers. They could get crop reports, pricing reports, so they would know when to bring their crop to market. They could get advanced weather reports. They could get training from the U.S. Department of Agriculture on how to use fertilizer or how to manage diseases with their animals. So it just was the information superhighway of the 1920s is the best way to describe it.
At the core of this radio wave wonder room is a whole section dedicated to amateur radio, including a working amateur radio station where you can tune in to the International Space Station.
The amazing thing about amateur radio is that even though it started back in the early 1900s, you would think the interest is faded because of cell phones and the internet and such. And yet the number of amateur radio operators in the country continues to grow and is about to hit 800,000 licensed operators in the United States. And there's more than 20,000 licensed operators in North Carolina alone.
The museum even offers ham operator courses. It's a radio treasure trove just off the beaten tourist track. At the Asheville Radio Museum, I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.